Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, the third of our midweek Lenten services. This week, the theme of our service is looking after our spiritual health during lockdown. And we've been very conscious during this particular Lent of the challenges of lockdown in all sorts of ways on people's lives. So over the last couple of weeks, we had our first service which looked after our mental health during lockdown. Last week's service was about looking after our physical health during lockdown, and tonight we're looking after our spiritual health during lockdown. If you haven't had the chance to watch those first two services and you'd like to see them, they are available on the parish YouTube channel. And later on, we're going to have some very helpful tips for looking after our spiritual health from our speaker, who I will introduce later. But as we gather together to worship God, our opening hymn is an invitation to open our hearts and our lives to hear the Lord speaking to us. Our first hymn, Rise and Hear, the Lord is speaking. Our service this evening is the service of a late evening office. Blessed be our God for all time, now and forevermore. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory be to you, Holy Spirit, Comforter, Treasure of all goodness and Giver of life. Come and dwell in us. Cleanse us from all sin, and in your love, bring us to salvation. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Our psalm for this evening's service is a psalm that speaks of the importance of meditating on God's word and taking it to our hearts. Psalm 1, and we're going to say this evening's psalm together. Blessed are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the assembly of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on his law day and night. Like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither, whatever they do, it shall prosper. As for the wicked, it is not so with them. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not be able to stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Our Bible reading this evening comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark in the first chapter, beginning at the 32nd verse, as we hear of a busy day in the life of Jesus. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Here ends our Bible reading. I'm very delighted this evening to welcome our speaker, and our speaker this evening will be a very familiar face to parishioners of St. Finian's. And we know that at these services, people join us from different places. So if you haven't met her before, Gillian Stevenson has been a diocesan lay reader for many years, and she has served the church in all sorts of ways. Gillian has been involved in leading worship and preaching. She's been involved in Sunday school teaching, vestry and choir and music groups. She was also involved in education for many years as a primary school teacher. In more recent years, she has been a carer for her parents and also a wonderful support to many parishioners journeying through difficult times. Also in more recent years, she has been a prominent member of the technology team in the parish. She resources our church website. She posts services and blogs and assists in the preparation of those. But for me, it's always such a joy to listen to her wisdom and spirituality. Every time she preaches, we always get something of great value. And so this evening, we're delighted to welcome Gillian, who has recorded this very helpful talk for us. And we welcome Gillian amongst us this evening.
When you hear the word health, what comes to mind? Well, probably it's true to say that most people immediately think about physical and mental well-being, especially freedom from disease or pain. But while looking after our physical and mental health is of extreme importance, for the Christian, it's only part of the picture. We need to safeguard our spiritual health as well, and perhaps more so at the present time as we continue to live through the difficult days of this pandemic. Over the past couple of Thursday nights in Lent, we have been given some excellent tips about keeping physically and mentally well during lockdown. And tonight, for a few moments, I want to focus on some of the things that keep us in good spiritual shape. And I want to approach this largely from a personal perspective, in that I simply want to share with you a few things that have helped me during this time. In recent months, I find that on a number of occasions, a verse from a particular hymn has come into my mind. Come ye yourselves apart and rest a while. It's a hymn which unfortunately didn't find its way into the red hymnal. The first verse says, come ye yourselves apart and rest a while. Weary, I know it, of the press and throng. Wipe from your brow the sweat and dust of toil, and in my quiet strength again be strong. What beautiful words. Words that bring us comfort and reassurance when life is stressful and our situation is challenging. It says in Scripture that Jesus would often withdraw to a quiet place in order to pray. For example, in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, we are told, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. During this daily quiet time, Jesus habitually removed himself from the pressures and the busyness of life and spent time in intimate communion with his Father. And I can't help feeling that if Jesus needed this time apart with the Father, it would seem logical to assume we need it just as much, if not more. So creating space for God, that special time set aside each day to pray, to read God's word, and to quietly listen to what he has to say to us, is vitally important for our spiritual well-being at any time, but perhaps more than ever in these days. Over these months of lockdown, I've gained great strength from my daily quiet time, which I believe has enabled me to cope better with the challenges of these days. And because there have been fewer demands on my time, for example, no coffee with friends, less shopping, no church meetings or organizations to attend, I've actually spent more time reading the Bible and praying. But of course, I'm retired and I live alone. I realize that for some of you, creating space for God at the moment may be more difficult than usual, especially if you or your spouse is working from home and you're coping with all the added problems that that brings. Or maybe you're caring for elderly or sick parents, or you're trying to keep children occupied and you have the added pressure of homeschooling. But in a sense, the length of our quiet time is not what's important. It's not the quantity that matters. It's the sincerity. It's having the desire to spend time with God and the belief that communing with our Heavenly Father is something that is absolutely necessary for our spiritual well-being. Our God is a loving and understanding God. He sees our situation, he knows our circumstances and the pressures that we face. After my daily quiet time over these past months of lockdown, I've tried to get out for a walk. It's one of the best forms of physical exercise, and it's good for mental well-being too. But it can, if we let it, connect us to God as well. You know, we may be separated to a large extent from other people at the moment. But we're not separated from nature, from God's creation. And nature is God's tonic and God's teacher. Nature wordlessly speaks to us of God's presence. And even as we walk in our own neighborhood, we can be reminded of God's character and goodness through what's around us. When we go for a walk, for instance, we see his hand in the changing seasons. And now we have spring ahead of us and all the beauty that that brings. Already we're seeing the many signs of new life which speak to us of hope. But although the seasons change, our God is unchanging. He stays the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he will be with us in all the joys and all the challenges of the new season. For a few years now, I've often used my daily walk as an opportunity to pray. I talk as I walk. Not in any formal way, of course, just talking to God as you would with a close friend. And it's something that I've appreciated more than ever during lockdown. Because not only do I bring my own personal concerns to God for these days, but I also use the time to pray for the situation and for those suffering as a result of it. Those who are sick or who have been bereaved. And as I pass local businesses or shops or doctor's surgeries, I bring them into God's presence too. Walk and talk. And staying with the subject of prayer for a moment, the prayer meeting over Zoom has become an important part of the week for many of us. I must confess, at the beginning, it felt strange, almost awkward, to be sitting here in my own study and to be engaging in prayer with others via my computer. But as this pandemic has gone on, far longer than any of us could ever have imagined, we have grown accustomed to doing things differently. Indeed, we have to do things differently. So now it doesn't feel strange or awkward. And I've come to really value this time of reflection and silence and guided prayer. Perhaps it's something that you would find helpful too. Why not give it a go? All you have to do is email Zoom to stfinian@btconnect.com and login details will be sent to you. Yes, coronavirus has forced us to change a great number of things, one of which is the way that we worship together as a church. So many of the things we so easily took for granted are no longer in place for us. For now, we don't meet in a building or worship in the same place. And I'm very thankful that in St. Finian's we have access to technology, which has allowed us to stay in touch as a church community on a far greater level than any generation to have lived through a lockdown before us. We have the live streaming of our services on YouTube, the audio on the website, and the dial-up service. And you know, we need to keep connected to our church in these times. It's the place where we belong. More than ever, we need to keep connected through worship to other members of our Christian family and to be nourished spiritually. And when we do connect, we discover that God is present with us across space and time. I think more and more we've come to understand that God's people may meet in a building, but the church is not limited to a geographic location. And we're reminded of this each week with the rector's blog, Church Without Walls, something else which has been a great blessing to many within our parish and beyond during the pandemic. So let's keep connected. And at this time, when every day seems the same, let's continue to make Sunday a special and different day. Psalm 119, verse 45 says, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. Well, because of restrictions, most of us aren't physically walking about in freedom right now. But if we look to God every day, this lockdown can be a time for reflecting, learning, trusting, and growing, being free in the truest sense. And spiritually, we will thrive.
Thank you so much to Gillian for her powerful words to us this evening. And as we focus on what she was guiding us to think about, we are now going to turn in our service to our prayers, and the response to our prayers will appear on the screen. Let us pray. Let us pray this evening to the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all Christian people, for all the members of our Christian family in this place and indeed beyond the walls, that they may live in love and truth. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all ministers of the church and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for peace throughout the world, and at a time of decisions about emerging from lockdown, let us pray for all governments. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for our neighbours and for all our friends. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for those who hate us, as we pray for those who love us. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for refugees and prisoners, and for all who are exposed to the dangers of travel. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for all sick people as we continue to remember all who are suffering from coronavirus. Let us pray too for the sorrowful, for those recently bereaved, and let us pray for the dying. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for the abundance of the fruits of the earth, and that the poor and hungry may receive a just share. Lord, have mercy. Let us remember our brothers and sisters who have entered into eternal rest. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And so now, as we come to continue our time of prayer in silence, we want especially to remember in our prayers all who are struggling spiritually in this season. We pray for all who have lost their faith or are struggling with doubts. We pray for all who feel that God is far from them in the loneliness and the isolation of that. And so we want to pray this evening for new pathways of connection to open up for them, and we pray for faith and hope and love to infill their lives. And so in a moment of quietness, let us bring any people or situations who are particularly in our hearts and on our minds into God's healing presence and to his love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer, our collect prayer for this evening's service. Almighty God, you show to those who are in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant to all those who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion, that they may reject those things that are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, so we pray together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord Almighty, come and scatter the darkness of our hearts by the light of your presence, that we may know you, the light of the world and the one true God, blessed this night and forevermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And may the Almighty and merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless us and keep us. Amen. Our closing hymn this evening is a hymn of longing for God, and in the words of the psalmist, as the deer pants for the water.